Monday is the 16th anniversary of the radical Islamic terrorist attacks on America. One of the goals of the terrorists on that day was to cause America to stop the lives that we lived, communities, how they're engaged, and how liberty is practiced nationwide. My next two guests head an organization which encourages you to rebuke those goals of the terrorists by stepping forward and doing more for America as a nation and your backyard as part of your community. You know, the president, vice president, as well as co-founder of 9/11 Day, David Payne, Jay Winnick. Thanks for being here today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
Glad
us.
Glad to be here.
And learn more about what this whole effort is all about. 911, the numbers 911day.org. And we'll talk about the mechanics and how, what's your mission with 9/11 Day? I mean, the obvious is indicated, but a little more specifically.
Well, I think we want to ultimately make sure something good came from the September 11th attacks. We wanted to transform it from a day of tragedy into a day of goodness. We wanted to make sure that the terrorists didn't win. You know, we didn't think it was up to them to be able to forever define how our nation ought to remember September 11th for generations to come. And we felt that ultimately by turning it into a day of doing good deeds and helping one another, that would be the best way in which the nation could keep its promise to never forget.
And David, too, that kind of goes along with something I always thought, because there's this continuous call to make September 11th a national holiday, with the at least belief being that everyone would pause to remember and reflect and maybe do what your organization is asking people to do. But we all know human nature such as it is. We'd look at it eventually, sooner versus later, as a day off from work, and we go to a ball game, go shopping, and do everything except what the holiday is all about. So it sounds like what you're compelling people to do is something that could also go past the one-day event that they take part in. It would just give a spirit of community back to as many people as possible.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, over the years, that has come up from time to time about making it a holiday, but that really wasn't the goal, and it really wasn't what the 9/11 community at large wanted to happen for the exact reasons that you stated. You know, this is not about barbecues and three-day weekends and a day off from work. It's really what we're advocating for is a day of action, a day of people stepping forward to pitch in, to help people and communities in need, and to do good deeds in whatever way they're comfortable with. So it's not really, holiday just doesn't seem to be the right fit. This is really about reflecting on the way people responded after the attacks, when we focused on our common humanity and we all got together, and in ways large and small, we tried to make a difference and pick this nation back up. So that's really what this is about.
Give us a quick tour, Jay, of 911day.org. Someone goes to 911day.org. What are they going to find and have access to?
Well, one of the most important things really are the lesson plans that are available free and downloadable to teachers, to parents, to administrators, because there are really some great tools there about empathy, about civic engagement, about the history of 9/11 and the way that the events of 9/11 and charitable engagement intersect. And they're age-appropriate for grade school as well as colleges. And, in fact, there are tens of thousands of classrooms all over the country that use these lesson plans. So that's one really productive element of the website. And also, I mean, given the state of current affairs with what's happening with these natural disasters that so many people are now facing, we have lots of information and links up there on the website right now about ways that people can support those who are directly affected by these tragic events.
So David Payne, Jay Winnick, who are the president, vice president, co-founders of 9/11 Day, the number is 911day.org, is a website you're going to learn more and become more involved as a participant in activities, a teacher of the recent history as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. For Jay, when you think of the idea of teaching, as I mentioned in the introduction, 16th anniversary, so there are a lot of kids out there who weren't even born on that day. That's going to be a challenge for the teachers.
I think it is. But, you know, because of the timing, 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11 happens right at the beginning of the school year, and it's a great kind of opening for teachers to get their kids engaged in community service and in doing good deeds and to teach about the history. I mean, I have a young daughter. She's 14. She's starting 10th grade. And on 9/11, the teachers already told them they're going to be spending that class period talking about what happened on 9/11 and its the place it holds in current society. Let's face it, we live in a post 9/11 world. A lot of things about our society and the world changed since then. So it is something that we need to talk about, and teachers have an opportunity to teach kids important lessons in relation to this observance.
And as I mentioned as well, David Payne is the president and co-founder of 9/11 Day, and he's been really the fire that has ignited what so many people are becoming participants in through the various activities and becoming teachers. Not even in school, you can take the information and sit down with your children at home and on Monday after they go to school and help them understand what that day in history meant. But Jay, you have an even more personal connection with that tragic day because it was an attack that directly hit your family.
Yes, you're right. My brother, Glenn Winnick, was a partner at a law firm whose offices were very close to the World Trade Center. But for 20 years, Glenn was also a volunteer firefighter and an EMT. So he raced into the South Tower to save lives of people he didn't know, and he perished when the South Tower collapsed. And so, you know, that was a very courageous, brave thing for him to do. But, you know, we all realize that if we want to make the effort, we can be courageous in somebody's life without putting ourselves at personal risk. And in fact, you feel good after you do a good deed. You feel good when you've lent a helping hand to somebody in trouble. So this is a time for us all to focus on our common humanity and work together and set aside our differences. And in fact, think during the course of the year about embracing our differences. That's when we're at our best in this country.
And when we learn the most about each other as well. And also, I think what 9/11 Day helps more people understand, too, is they think, well, I can do a little, but what difference does a little make? Well, if everyone listening did a little, then a lot would wind up getting done, no matter what the cause of the issue or the project happens to be. If you don't believe me, go to 911day.org. Find out the various events happening close to you, by you, the ways to teach, to educate, to share, to grow as a community. And that's really what the part of what the spirit of 9/11 Day is all about. We've been joined by the project's president and vice president, co-founders, David Payne, Jay Winnick. Gentlemen, thanks so much for you are teaching us about that this part of our history and how we can become active in our communities as players for the better. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.